Not the Time from the LA musician's self-titled debut album, out now on Domino. They're on tour, and she's on tour in Montreal tonight, and she's going to be here in Boston tomorrow, Saturday, April 27th, at Brighton Music Hall, kicking off the set with the show going on tonight. Julia Jacklin, Pressure at a Party is the name of the track I played for you. It's the third single off the Australian musician's sophomore album. It's called Crushing. It was released in February, and it's fantastic. Tour brings her here to Boston at Great Scott tonight, April 26th. My goodness, so much good music. We are so lucky to live in a great city where all these bands come by and play music. Go out and support them. Go make your lives better, because live music is amazing. It's the top of the hour. You know what that means, my friends. It's time for the WMFO Music Savage Show Song of the Week. Listen to a lot of music, and I'm looking for that one gem, the one that I play over and over again. When I hear it, I'm like, that's it. That's the Song of the Week. And then I write a little post about it, and I put it up over on Music Savage. You can find it on MusicSavage.com, and I play it here for you at the top of every hour on the Music Savage Show. In this one, I picked out a charming little number about being with the one you love at the end of the world, by UK musician Lucy Sprogan. Her fifth studio album, Today Was a Good Day, is out May 3rd on Cooking Vinyl. I love this song, and that's why it's the Song of the Week, and I think you will too. Check it out. Enjoy. Music Savage Show.
Sitting in an old bar in a town that no one's heard of. Everybody's outside with glasses on, staring at the sky, waiting for the message to arrive. There's panic all around us, shouting, Lord, give me a sign. I pour a new whiskey and you sit there drinking your wine, just like everything's fine. But this is it, the end of the world. The countdown's begun. The meteor just flew in front of the sun, and it's been confirmed. So turn off the news. I am so lucky to be here with you. No one I'd have preferred, and we're not concerned. It's just you and me at the end of the world. The bar is almost empty, people shot off in their cars, but the old man's in the corner and he's there still playing guitar. But he's playing Auld Lang Syne. We put a 50 in the jukebox and play our favourite songs, and we just start jumping and dancing and singing along. We feel like nothing's wrong. This is it, the end of the world. The countdown's begun. The meteor just flew in front of the sun, and it's been confirmed. So turn off the news. I am so lucky to be here with you. No one I'd have preferred, and we're not concerned. It's just you and me at the end of the world. 13 more seconds, that's when they say we'll be colliding. I'm sure there's irony somewhere, but we cannot find it. Turn up the music, I've loved you so truly. Don't panic now, we're alright. Here it comes, darling, I love you. Hold tight, close your eyes. Well, that was it, the end of the world. The countdown was done. The meteor crashed down on Earth with a thud, and it was confirmed, so we turned off the news. I was so lucky to be there with you. No one I'd have preferred, and we weren't concerned. It was just you and me at the end of the world.
And when it finally happens, when they say it on TV, you can bet your life that I'll be the first one dancing in the street. You'll have your scientist, expert, nuclear physicist saying that he can't explain. Maybe it's a meteor, nuclear bomb, missile launcher, find a black acid rain. Then he'll tell you it's the last day of your life and you must not leave your home. There'll be millions of people all around the world praying to the CNN God alone. But I'm gonna dance and I'm gonna sing when I hear those words said. I'm gonna smash my favorite guitar, burn every book I've ever read. Then I'm gonna gather all my friends together, we'll get drunk and we'll get high. And then we'll chain smoke cigarettes, it doesn't matter cause we're all gonna die. Gonna tear down the main city street in a stolen police car. Record the world's trashiest song and make myself a star. Then I'm gonna come back home and sit and think about every word I've said. Take a photo of myself as a souvenir, cause by the end of the day I'll be dead. Come round to your place with a flower and a song. I'm gonna rest my tired head in your lap and cry about all the things I've done wrong. Then I'm gonna look at you just one last time and smile at the life I chose. Then let one final tear pass my eye before the world explodes.
See them drowning as you stroll.
Some lovely little songs about the end of the world, or per the super furry animals right there, it's not the end of the world. That's the name of that track. It's Not the End of the World from Welsh band Super Furry Animals. That is off of their fifth album, Rings Around the World, and that was released in 2001. Up ahead of that, Elvis Costello, Waiting on the End of the World. Last track on his debut album, My Aim is True, which was produced by the Jesus of Cool, Nick Lowe, and released in 1977, Ben Lee doing End of the World from the Australian musician's sophomore album, Something to Remember Me By. That was released in 1997. The Cure with The End of the World, first single off the legendary band's 12th album, titled The Cure. That was released in 2004. And the one and only Robert Smith celebrated his 60th birthday on April 21st. Whew. Man, I've loved The Cure pretty much my whole life. And it's crazy when the people that you've been following your whole life hit these significant birthday ages. And 60 is a big one. And that's what Robert Smith just turned. But he's still one of the coolest guys in the world. And his voice is incredible. And The Cure are incredible. And they have a new album coming out this year and a tour coming in 2019. I've seen The Cure many times. And I cannot wait to see them again. Happy birthday, Robert Smith. Keep on Robert Smithing. Kicking off that set with Lucy Sprogin. That is the WMFO and Music Savage. So Song of the Week, End of the World, that fantastic, charming little number is from the UK musician's fifth studio album, Today Was a Good Day, out May 3rd via Cooking Vinyl. So the main point that I want you to take away from that set is that when the end of the world comes, and it will, maybe not in our lifetime, but maybe if it does, there's one thing you need to do. Is dance and have a good time and be with your friends and your loved ones and just don't care. That's in the end, it's all that matters. Just have a great time and be with people you want to be with. So take that away from that set. All right, let's get back into the music. It is New Music Friday. I love New Music Friday. There are so many great albums out today, April 26th. This is just a few selections of all the great albums out today. And I wanted to play you just a touch, just to get you excited about what you can go out and purchase today. And let's kick it off with a wonderful Irish musician. Her name is Soak, and this is her sophomore album called Grimtown, out today, April 26th, via Rough Trade. Her world tour begins Friday, May 3rd, at District in Liverpool, and she's going to be here in Boston Wednesday, June 19th at Great Scott. I highly suggest you add that one to your calendar. Let's check it out. This is Soak on New Music Friday, Music Savage Show. Thank you. celebrating New Music Friday with In the Valley Below right there, Pink Chateau from the California-based husband and wife duo's sophomore album, The Pink Chateau, out today via Bright Antenna. Josh Ritter up out of that, Old Black Magic. Great one off his 10th studio album. It's called Fever Dreams, out today via 30 Tigers. It was produced by Jason Isbell. Can you believe that? Is that album going to be any better? It's not. It's going to be Jason Isbell, Josh Ritter together, and Jason Isbell's band 400 Unit is all over this album, including that song. The tour starts May 8th in Toronto, and he's going to be here in Boston Saturday, May 11th at the Wilbur Theater. So good. Up ahead of that, Local Natives, When Am I Going to Lose You? Off the California band's fourth release, Violet Street, out today via Loma Vista Records. Their tour starts May 15th in Vancouver, and it pulls into Boston for two shows at the Paradise Rock Club, Thursday, May 30th and Friday, May 31st. Pure Bathing Culture, great one called Ad Victorium. It's the second single off the Portland, Oregon band's third album. It's called Night Pass, out today on Infinite Companion. And the tour kicks off May 1st in Cincinnati, and they are going to be here in Boston Wednesday, May 22nd at the Paradise Rock Club. And kicking off that set with Soak, Deja Vu, excellent single from the Irish musician's sophomore album, Grimtown. It's out today, April 26th, via Rough Trade. Her world tour begins Friday, May 3rd, again at the District in Liverpool, and she's going to be here in Boston Wednesday, June 19th at Great Scott. New Music Friday, get yourself some new music. All right. It's the last set of the show. I can't believe it. Where does time go when you're having fun? It's the hot take set, my friends. We listen to a lot of music and we hear a lot of videos and we put them all together. The ones that the three of us like the best. And we put a post up called Hot Takes every Friday, 4 p.m. Boston time. And I give you a little taste of that here on the Music Savage Show. Here's a great new music from Kyle Kraft and Showboat Honey. The new album is called Showboat Honey. It's released July 12th. On Sub Pop, here's the first single, Hot Take Set.
Yeah.
Tears that you'll be burnt in fire. Wonder will be made like silver. Tears that you'll be burnt in fire.
You know what the sound of Daft Punk means? Taking you around the world in music. And another Music Savage show has come to an end. I had a great time. I always do. I hope the same can be said of you. Just heard the Hot Take set, Middle Kids, Beliefs and Prayers, new single from the Australian band's upcoming EP, New Songs for Old Problems, out May 24th on Domino. Robin Alice up out of that, Wannabe, excellent new single from the Austin, Texas / LA duo. It was released today, brand new music from Robin Alice. So, so good. Up out of that, Barry, fantastic single called Geology from the Brooklyn band's debut album, Happy to Be Here, out May 3rd via Windspear. And kicking off the Hot Take set with Kyle Kraft and Showboat Honey. Too Ugly for New York. Terrific first single off their upcoming album, Showboat Honey. Out July 12th via Sub Pop. All right, my friends. Go out and see live music. Support local arts. Support local musicians. Support touring musicians. Get some new music for New Music Friday. And come back to me next Friday for a Music Savage show. Take care of each other. Until then, and be kind. World needs more of that. It's up to all of us. Hug your family and friends. Listen to more music. Music makes everything better. I've been Ryan D. I thank you so much for listening. It's always a pleasure to be here with you, whether it's live or in the future on all the streaming platforms. Find us on Music Savage. You can tweet at us at Music Savage. And we're on the Instagrams as well. You know where to find us. It's Ryan D signing off from Music Savage Show. And WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, serving the Boston area and the whole wide world. WMFO.org. See you next week, kids.